Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline De Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 26. Today, I want to talk to you about how to shift your energy when you are just having a terrible day or you're in a really bad mood. It's just, you know, you're stuck in that like negative energy loop and you don't know how to get out of it. So that was me yesterday. I was stuck in a nasty negative energy loop. I gotta be honest with you. I don't know the last time that I felt that much anger and frustration and just like, annoyance. Everything seemed to be going wrong and it was like catching momentum. I swear it was like that snowball effect. It's like the moment the universe got the memo that my day had started off crappy, it was like everything presented itself. And, you know, usually I'm pretty good about like getting myself out of those loops and understanding that this is just a moment and you can redirect and you don't have to have a, like I've had, a, you know, I've always had this thing of like, you don't have to have a terrible day just because you have a terrible moment. But the moments yesterday were just piling on top of the other. And it just felt like it was just getting worse and worse and worse. I don't know. It was one of those days. So I figured I would share with you my experience and how it went and how I was able to get myself out of it. Because, you know, even with my work, like it's not a good thing for me to be in a negative energy, like in a spiral of negative energy, because then, you know, it's like body odor. You know, you don't want to go to somewhere where you have like terrible body odor and then people smell you and you're like, wow, she stinks. Well, that's kind of how you are when you have negative energy. You kind of like spew off that energy to everybody else. And I didn't want to have that with my clients. I didn't want to have that, you know, in my day to day. But a part of me just couldn't help herself. Like I was just so frustrated. So I'm going to take you to the beginning. It started in the morning. I was trying to get my kids out of bed. Now you have to understand something. I am in the midst of life with teenagers and it's the craziest thing. But at some point, these teenagers, sometimes I swear they seem to regress instead of progress. And I've heard this to be true. Like I've read a bunch of parenting books and all this kind of stuff. So I know a lot about, you know, relationships with teenagers and all this kind of stuff. And I know what to expect, but you know, it's never the same when it hits in your home as when you like read the theory. So, you know, all of a sudden my three boys are giving me the hardest time to wake up in the morning, like the hardest time. They do not want to get up and go to school. And it's just like basic things, you know? So I will admit that we have created some bad habits in the last few months. My kids have gotten used to, you know, especially one of them. One of them has a real hard time getting up in the morning because he's really nocturnal. So that one always tends to be the one that, you know, takes his shoes and his socks in the car. He takes a blanket so he can sleep in the car. You know, he won't eat breakfast right away because he can't eat breakfast right away because it just, he needs time in the morning to adjust. And before, this was not as big of an issue because, and this is just insane that I'm gonna even say this. I don't know if you guys know, I've talked about this in other episodes, but last year we had three kids in three different schools. So our morning commute was cray cray. I was probably in traffic about an hour and a half to 2 hours every single morning between one kid and the other. And the problem was, or it seemed like a problem at the time, but actually now looks like it wasn't so much of a problem. But the problem was that I, in order for me to make it from one school to the other school on time, one of my kids had to get into the car with me at 6:25 in the morning because he wouldn't make it to his class, which doesn't start all the way till 8 unless he got in the car with me. So he would get in the car with me at 6:25 a.m. and then we would drive my other one to school so that he could be there by 7:05. And then we'd drive from there to his school to get there, you know, fingers crossed by 8 o'clock. Sometimes we wouldn't even make it by 8 o'clock because of the traffic. So it was intense, but that's where the habits began, because that's why he would bring the blanket and he'd bring his shoes and he would just get comfy and he would sleep from 6:25 all the way until, you know, 15 minutes before or 10 minutes before I was going to drop him off at his school. And then he'd get up and he'd eat his breakfast or he'd put his shoes on or he'd just get himself ready and he'd go to class. And he got into that habit. And ironically, he ended up liking that habit because he liked the fact that he could get up, get dressed, get his stuff. And then he still had some morning time, like some decompression time to sleep before he got to school. And then this year, the game has changed. Now we all go to the same school. So there's a 15-minute commute in the morning. So now it doesn't make as much sense for him to take his blanket in the car or take his shoes in the car or take his breakfast in the car. But he does it. And they all do it in one version or another. They're all struggling with this morning routine right now, all of them. And I get it. Also, I'm very compassionate about that because I do think that, or I do understand, because I've read a lot of literature on the children's sleep patterns and teenage sleep patterns. I understand from a theoretical perspective that they need more sleep than the sleep they're getting. I get it. They are not meant at that age to get up that early and go to school. So it is a real uphill battle. And most days, I'm very compassionate. But we are getting ready for a new transition. My son is going to start driving to school soon. And because he's going to start driving to school soon, we need to just make sure that everybody is doing their part, because it's a different ballgame when you're not going with mom anymore. And we want them to get dressed, put their shoes, and have their breakfast before they get in the car so that they can preserve the car. You know, it's changing. And we've been trying to build that habit, and it has been very difficult, very, very hard. So yesterday, I have just about had it. I'm trying to wake them up forever and ever. I'm trying to get them out of bed. They're not cooperating. None of them, not one of the three. Nobody's cooperating. Nobody's helping. They're dragging their feet. Then they don't have time to have breakfast. You know, we can't do our fire, or not a fire drill. We're doing our practice drills of going in my son's car so that they can get used to it. We couldn't do any of that because they just couldn't get it together. And I was really frustrated, and they were frustrated, and everybody was frustrated. So we get in the car and I'm like, this has to stop. You know, you guys have to cooperate with me, and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, my son says to me, Mom, the only reason you're in this bad of a mood is because you're fasting. Because I was doing my 5-day Rejuva fast. And when he said that, I wanted to strangle him. I was so mad because, yes, I'm fasting, but I had felt like I was really doing my part. Listen, you could get cranky when you're fasting. If you're not eating for 5 days, or you're having minimal calories for 5 days, you get cranky. That's the way that it is. You know, that's the hard truth. Sometimes you're in a bad mood. You can get moody. You can get irritable. You can be more short-fused. I get it. That happens when you're fasting. But that wasn't the reason I was upset. I was upset because we've been trying to get this show on the road for a while now, and we just can't get it off. We can't get the show on the road. So I'm like, I'm not mad because I'm fasting. I'm mad because you guys won't get out of bed in the morning. And then it comes. No, you're always in a bad mood when you're fasting. I was like, oh, so frustrated because it's not true. Okay, sometimes it's true, but it's not always true that I'm in a bad mood when I'm fasting. In fact, I was really proud of myself because I have done a lot of self-work so that I can be in a good mood when I'm fasting, so that I can be happy when I'm fasting. I show up for my community in a big way. I show up for my clients in a big way. Sure, am I as high energy as I usually am? No, but I am doing my part. And here he was, not assuming responsibility, not, you know, owning his part and just blaming the fast, which then also upset me because they're kind of rebelling with the whole eating healthy thing. That's another issue. I'm telling you, it's like full-blown teenage years, and they think I'm, you know, I'm crazy and the way that I eat is crazy and all that kind of stuff. So they're like, they're really pushing back on me. So of course I think to myself, yeah, they're going to think that this is because I get more crazy because I'm fasting. So, you know, it's kind of like giving them more reason to rebel. Anyway, I totally got in the pool with them. I was just, and I just got in the pool and I was swimming in the poop, you know, of the pool, and everybody was mad and it was just a terrible thing. And then the rest of the day became a snowball effect of just annoyances, things going wrong, bad conversations or hard conversations. Like I got, you know, calls about things going wrong in the business. I got calls about things going wrong, you know, with finances. Like there was like all this kind of stuff that was going on. And I was just mad about the whole thing. I was angry. And this is the thing. For some people, this is like every day. For some people, they have jobs. Like my husband is he's a criminal defense attorney. So like every day he's like in litigation, you know. I have, you know, a friend of mine is a project manager and an interior designer. And every day she has to deal with contractors and things going wrong in the business and, you know, projects and problems. And there are people that deal with this day in and day out. From when you start your day to when you end your day, you are dealing with problems and negativity and difficult people and headaches, and you're putting out fires, and it could be extremely overwhelming. So how do you get yourself out of that when you have that environment around you? And I will tell you, it takes a lot of self-awareness. It takes a lot of self-discipline, and it takes a lot of tools. Like you have to have the right tools in your toolbox. So the first thing that I did yesterday was accept. I accepted that I was angry. I'm just upset. I am. I communicated that to some people. Like I shared that with my assistant. I was like, listen, this is not the best time for me to deal with this situation because I am angry. So I'm going to take a minute. I need you to solve this, or I need you guys. I'm going to get back to you on this. But right now I need a minute. So I kind of accepted where I was at. I acknowledged it. I think that's a big word. It's not only acceptance, but it's acknowledgement. So I acknowledged where I was. I had just had a terrible day. Then I did the best thing that you can possibly do when you are in a terrible, terrible mood or you're having a terrible, terrible day. You walk. I walked. I got up. I went outside. And I just started walking and walking and walking. I had some business calls I had to make. I made the business calls while I was walking. I spent some time by myself. I, you know, got off my phone for a little while, you know, business permitting. And I just took in the sun. I took in the fresh air. I just walked. I kind of thought a little bit. I decompressed. That is a very important thing for you to do. Now, if you are in one of these war zone jobs where maybe you don't have time to go for a walk when you're in a bad mood in the middle of the day, walking or taking the time to walk before you go to work or after you go to work so that you get into the right energy to be able to handle that war zone is a very important tool, right? You need that time to decompress. You need that time to get your thoughts in order, and you need that time to bring yourself back to neutral. So that's what I did. I walked. There's a saying that's like, if you are in a bad mood, go for a walk. And if you come back and you're still in a bad mood, go for another walk. Well, that's kind of how I was yesterday. So I did. I also journaled all my thoughts. I just vomited it out. This is a very important tool. And maybe you do this in a different way. I'll give you an example. I have one of my clients. She was having, you know, she was struggling with some things and she was having all these things in her head. And she does this whenever she is really just ruminating and stuff and she's just can't get out of the loop. She will text me, she'll send me a WhatsApp of everything that she's going through. So she'll just vomit out all the stuff, right? Write it out. I'm upset about this and I have this thought and I'm scared and I feel like I'm a bad parent or I feel like I'm a bad spouse or I feel like I'm a failure, you know, whatever it is. And she starts journaling to me. And just after she does all of that, without anything changing, just to let it out and get it out of her body and send it to her coach, she feels better. She's like, man, I cried. She told me the other day, she was writing to me and she says, I cried as I was writing this, but just knowing that I have you to be able to send that to, I feel so much better. So that was another way that you can do that. Just be able to get it out of your body when you are upset and get it all out. Even if it sounds ridiculous, even if it sounds childish, even if it sounds immature, just get it out, be yourself. Let it out. So that's what I did. I wrote, and I let it out. And then once I had like acknowledged and I had taken a walk and I had let it out, I realized I got to get it together. I got to bring myself back to neutral. And in order to bring myself back to neutral so that I can have a good day and make this a moment and not a permanent state, I got to go back to my principles. So I started to recite my principles. Life is rigged in my favor. I accept radical responsibility for everything in my life. Things always have a way of working themselves out. This is temporary. This is just a season that I'm going through. I have the tools to be able to move forward. And I started to bring myself down from that bad day. I started to look at the problems from the light of, if life is rigged in my favor, do I need to worry about this problem? If things tend to work themselves out, do I need to add this much stress to my life right now? Or can I procrastinate this worry until a later date? One of the issues that I had, we weren't able to like get everything resolved and all the players in this issue were like, oh, this person's out of town until Monday. This other person can't look through their notes until Monday. This one, you know, there's kind of like a whole thing. And it was just, I just said, okay, we're going to procrastinate this until Monday. So I'm going to accept that life is rigged in my favor, that things tend to work themselves out one way or the other. And I can't handle this until Monday. So I'm going to procrastinate this worry until Monday. And how can I accept radical responsibility for everything in my life? How can I accept radical responsibility for the role I am playing in my children's morning routine? How am I playing a part? How am I catering to the behavior, accepting the behavior, fostering the behavior, you know, contributing to the behavior? Like what, how am I playing a role? What are my options? What are my choices? What are the things that I can do to start turning the tide and shifting things? What are creative ways that I can do that? Then once I brought myself to neutral on that, things started to look a little better. And I remembered, this is temporary. This is a season. This is not going to be like this forever. And I started to feel a little bit better. And then I did a huge reframe. Who do I have to show up for today? And do they deserve this energy from me? And I know the answer to that. And the answer is absolutely not. They do not deserve this energy from me. So I had to compartmentalize. I had to say, okay, I'm going to put this aside for now. I'm either going to call my coach about it or, you know, I'm going to just deal with it later or whatever, but I'm going to compartmentalize for now. And I'm going to show up in my best, highest service for the people that I am confronting today, because they do not deserve this side of me. And I do not need to be, you know, in a negative spiral. So I took my deep breaths. I brought myself back together, and I wasn't happy. I wasn't in a state of bliss, but I was neutral enough to be able to show up in a big way for my clients. I had coaching sessions. I had a RejuvaFast call. Like, I had to show up, and I did. I did. And then after I did all of that, I started to feel better. And one final tool is when you've had a day like that, you let it go when you go to sleep. What do I mean by that? You know how people say like, oh, never go to sleep angry. That's not what I mean. What I mean is at bedtime, I said, what can I listen to, read, or write, or think about to get me in a better state so that I wake up in a better place tomorrow? And I just grabbed a podcast episode, any podcast episode that would serve me. I wish I would have had this podcast episode because this one would have served me last night. But I grabbed like another random podcast episode that was talking about mindfulness and manifestation. And it wasn't really on point to what I was going through at all. But just the words of being mindful and the power of manifestation, the power of your mind, the power of your thoughts, how you have control over your reality, like those words and those things got me thinking a little bit differently. They got me into a better place. And I was able to literally turn the page on that negative spiral. What I mean by that is I had grabbed my journal, had journaled all the negative stuff, and then I turned the page and I said, I'm going to write a few things I am grateful for before I go to sleep. A few moments that went well today, a few highlights that I had today. And I had to really think about it, but I did it. What are the highlights and what are the moments, the special moments, the joyful moments, the peaceful moments, the harmonious moments, the better moments that I had in the day? And I wrote a little bit of that down. And then even though it felt like I had been in a bad mood the whole day, I realized, no, I was in a bad mood for bits and pieces of the day. I was in a negative energy for bits and pieces of the day, but this was not the entire day. This was not the whole time. So that helped me turn the page. And when I went to sleep, I just surrendered it. I surrendered it. I said, you know, God, this was a crappy day. I am just going to let this out of my heart. I'm going to let this into the universe. I'm going to stop the momentum. I'm going to shift and I'm going to sleep well. And tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow the sun comes up again. Tomorrow there will be a breath of fresh air. Tomorrow I have the choice to hang on to this or to wake up differently. And I decided I would wake up differently. And I did. I woke up this morning. I lit a candle. I had some journaling time. I went outside and we have these new plants, and the new plants need watering every day for like 2 months, and we don't have sprinklers there. So I got excited about it. It was like really early in the morning, and I grabbed my hose and I just hosed down the plants, and I just took some time and I feel better and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to have a good day. I'm ready to be the best version of myself. Now, if you are in a state where you are encountering this every day because of your job, like my friend who I said is every day has to deal with contractors and issues, and it could be a very high intense job, or my husband every day has to deal with big, big, big issues, big problems, and it could be a very intense job, then this has to become more of a practice instead of a, you know, tool that you get out of your toolbox in the event of like break glass in case of emergency kind of thing. This has to become more of a practice. The practice is accepting the circumstances of the job you have, accepting that it's intense, that it could be problematic, that a lot of things come at you, taking your walks, having time for gratitude, having time for peace, whether it's meditation or prayer or whatever it is, bringing yourself on a daily basis to neutral, and also arming yourself, shielding yourself from what is going to come at you. This is a Stoic philosophy, but the Stoics had this practice. I don't remember if it was Marcus Aurelius who would say this, but he would meditate in the morning and say, like, I know that today I need to get you the exact quote, but he would say something to the effect of, I know I'm going to deal with ignorant people, with rude people, with arrogant people, with all this kind of stuff today, and I'm ready for it. And he would like journal it, and then he was so prepared and so ready for all the problems that were coming that at the end of the day, he often would look back and be surprised, like pleasantly surprised. Today wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I actually met some very pleasant people, some wonderful people, some kind people, some sympathetic people. And if he did encounter the people that he thought about, then he would say, well, I'm not surprised, and they are not responsible for my mood. They cannot affect my energy. They're not allowed in my inner space. So that's my version of the Stoic philosophy. It's, you know, this is like layman's version to Stoicism, but you get the gist of it. Like that's the purpose of the exercise. So if you know that you're going to deal with this every day and you set your expectations and you get ready for it, but you arm yourself, you create like a shield around yourself where you are protected and you are safe and you are neutral and you're going to not let these people get to you, then that practice starts to get stronger. And you're actually quite surprised when you realize that by doing this, all the circumstances around you change. So, you know, I noticed yesterday that as soon as I got into a negative spiral, all the energy around me started being more negative. Like everybody that I spoke to, I don't know if I was projecting or how it was, but everyone that I spoke to kind of had the same negativity that I had, which is a coincidence because that doesn't always happen to me. And interestingly, when I practiced all these tools and I brought myself back to neutral, guess what? The people around me stopped being so negative. The people around me became more neutral, which is, what does that tell you? You create your own reality. Your perception is your truth. So when you want to change your reality, you start by changing yourself. Our idea is always like to change everything outside of us because we think if we change everything outside of us, we'll finally fix the problem. But in reality, the only person we have to change is ourselves. And when we change ourselves, the universe rewards us in big ways. So that's what I got for you today. I am feeling much better. Enough that I can record this podcast because I need to show up in a good energy when I record this podcast. And yesterday was rough, man. But hopefully this has served you. I hope that you can take from here some tools for you to be able to shift out of a spiral, a negative loop spiral, close that loop, which is the theme for October, close that negative loop and start a new one, because you will be happier for it. Your day will be happy, will be better for it. And also remember that no matter how bad it seems at that moment, it is just a moment and it will pass. I hope you have a sacred Sunday, a happy week, and I'll see you next Sunday. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.